Federated jockey James Winks joins us once again throughout our coverage today on the spring ticket. James, he's a good jockey, Michael. He's pretty understated, isn't he?
Yeah, very good, very good. Gets the job done. Rides for a lot of big stables, so that speaks enough for itself right there.
To your expert eye, how do you see the track after two races?
Yeah, look, obviously sort of coming to the middle a little bit. Obviously, I felt the first race, for whatever reason, Benny Mellon looked to sort of wander one or two off, and then obviously Willow got back up on the inside. And he's saying that he was still probably two away from the fence. That race there was pretty much temporary related and allowed the first wave of horses to get into the race and swoop, which is very important at Caulfield. If you can get onto that sort of first wave and swoop on the venue, you get your revs up and you're hard to beat. So playing fair, obviously they're getting their toe into it, but to probably look for them horses, you know, that are going to get that wave up behind the leading contenders at this stage.
On a day like this, Winksy, great to have you back here on the spring ticket. How many times would the jockeys walk the track?
It all depends how many rides you've got. And now it's just watching it on the screen. But some people walk it a number of times. But if you've got a lot of rides, you can't do it. It just doesn't happen. So you've obviously got to be watching the screens and seeing how the pattern of the day unfolds. But obviously, if you get a lot of rain, I know Craig Williams is pretty keen, and even Dunny, they're pretty keen to walk it during the day. So it's a hard question to answer, but it all comes down to how many rides.
Is it possible to walk it wrong? I mean, sometimes trainers
absolutely.
And jockeys walk...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, look, you misread what you're feeling. Yeah. How often do you get it wrong?
Yeah, it's hard. I always had the intention to go out there and walk, and you feel, you know, that sometimes this is the firmer part of it, and then it rides completely different, or it walks, you know, firmer than it is, and then the top comes off and it's actually softer underneath, so... You can definitely get it wrong, you know, that's like anything. You can definitely get it wrong, but I just find the more the day unfolds, that's the best way to go about it. But you like to have your own opinion, but the more the day unfolds, the more you see the pattern, and that's what I sort of used to go on myself.
Dean Lester's back. What did you make of that, Dino the second?
Yeah, well, it was a good pressure race, as we probably thought, Gareth, going into it. And, I thought Mickey D gave his a pretty sweet ride from the draw. And he and Power Scheme made their runs together, but he had the clear running where Power Scheme just had to wait, bide his time. He cut inside on the turn, but then paid the penalty as they started to come back in his face. So all honours with the winner for the ride. And Power Scheme, I thought, ran pretty well. Duke of Plumpton hit the line quite well also.
All right, then.
Early look ahead to race number three, Dino. I know a lot of punters are keen on this favourite here from the Lindsay Smith stable, Le Bal. It's out to about $2.50. Would you be happy to play at that price?
I think that's short enough, Michael. I thought this race had a fair bit of depth to it. He was good at Sandown in winning. A horse that was in the same race as him was Don't Doubt Dory, who gets a senior rider today, which might be a bit of a difference. Le Bouzeron is a good on-pace runner, and the horse I've tipped at a bit of a price is Saracen Knight. Now, he's drawn one, so he's going to need a good ride from Damien Lane to maybe get to the right ground at the right time. But I loved his first run in Australia at Moonee Valley. I just thought he hadn't raced for 2 years, was entitled to be very rusty and still hit the line quite well. And now that he's got into the field, I think each way play, he'd do me at the around the double figures.
Well, he's been well back, Dino. He's into $7.50 now.
Oh, well, they were double figures, sorry.
Yeah. That's why you're going to listen to the Melbourne Form panel, Winksy, because when Dino tips them at double figures, it doesn't last too long.
No, at least sums it up pretty good, doesn't he? Even though I felt good listening to all that information.
Hey, this is... Did the jockeys listen to the form experts?
No, not really. I know a lot of the boys ride to Dean's maps, but... Yeah, we're obviously riding this part of the day, but definitely I know a lot of the boys ride the Dean's maps, that's for sure.
You telling me you don't listen to what Matty tips in the morning and change your riding tactics?
Next question, mate. Come on.
Hey, I don't know if you heard before, Winksy, we were having a little bit of fun with Matty today because, you know...
Matty's expense, of course, Joe.
How romantic he might be. And if you were going to sum him up as we sum horses up in a form guide, how would you sum Matt Stewart
up? I think
up?
Winksy's seen me ply my trade down at the Mordialloc Wine Bar occasionally.
Oh.
Yeah, look, I won't throw you under the bus, mate. You held yourself pretty good together. What worries me when you keep mentioning budgie smugglers down the beach, it's a bit of a grey area.
It's not going to work my way, is it, the budgies? No.
No, especially on days like this.
Winksy, we'll catch up with you throughout the day. Great to get your insights on the track and the features that are upcoming as well. We're not far away from